this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hey, modern man, are you struggling with erection and wondering if low testosterone is the reason? You're not alone. Testosterone plays a big role in your sex life. But the connection to erection is not as simple as most people think. In this video, I'll break down the real link between low testosterone or low T and erectile dysfunction and what you can actually do about it. Now, men, low T can happen in your 30s, your 40s, even in your 20s. So it's not just a problem of getting older. And that don't think when you get older, your testosterone level drop. Not necessarily. I've seen men in their 70s having testosterone level at 700 and 800 naturally. I'll explain the science of what really happened with your T as you get older and what you can do to increase your testosterone as well. So stay tuned to the end. I'll talk about all the strategy that you need to do. What is testosterone and what does it do? Testosterone is key in increasing your sex drive or your libido, and it gives you energy. It also helps men with their mood as well, too, so you feel more stable. Men that have low testosterone feel anxious, feel depressed. And if you have low testosterone, it also helps build your muscles as well. However, I want to stress that testosterone is not the only factor for erection. There are other factors for erection that I talk about, which is blood flow, nerve, and hormones, but they all are part of the big pie. So what are signs of low testosterone? Low testosterone means decreased sex drive, tired or low energy, mood changes such as anxiety, depression, irritability, muscle loss, meaning if you go to gym and you can't seem to build muscle. You know, you could be working out 3 hours every day, but testosterone levels low, you may not develop the muscle that you want to develop, like your pecs or your biceps and your triceps. And in fact, if you have low testosterone, you tend to gain weight and you tend to develop fat in the love handles and also fat in the breasts. Now, however, not every man with ED has low T, but if these signs are present, you need to test your testosterone. It can be easily tested in your blood, and I'll discuss about that as well. So when you have low T, it can lower your desire or your libido, will make it harder to initiate kind of like being in the mood or arousal. Remember I say that the largest sexual organ is your brain, not your penis. If your brain isn't going to get started, nothing going to get started. And that is the essential part of our get hard system. It's focusing on mindset, focusing on decreasing stress, focusing on the moment. So if this doesn't get moving, nothing will get moving below the belt. So what happens is that when you have arousal, it will stimulate the hormone to be released in the brain, which will release testosterone. So there are the cascade of hormones that happen in the brain, and then testosterone is decreased. So if you are not aroused, then the hormone will be released less and therefore weaker erection. Because when the hormone is released in your brain, so testosterone is actually being released in your testicles, but there are father of testosterone, which is LH, a luteinizing hormone, which is then released, but if it's not released well, then it's going to affect the testosterone release. And then also releasing of hormones in the brain will also affect other chemicals, which then affect nerve to stimulate from the brain down to the spinal cord into the penis, if the hormone is not being released well, then the nerve not getting activated either. So that's why the whole chain is not happening to get an erection. Men, if you want stronger erection naturally, try my Good Morning Wood smoothie. Grab the recipe from the link below or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. If you want to get firm erection within weeks, grab this now. So testosterone also supports increased nitric oxide production. A nitric oxide is important for a blood vessel to open up so you can get more blood flow down there. However, I want to stress that low T does not automatically equal ED. It increases your risk of getting ED along with other factors like blood flow, lifestyle that I mentioned earlier, but it's not the only reason. I want to stress that. So you know that you can test your testosterone level in the blood test. You can get your total testosterone because total testosterone attests your testosterone that is free as well as the one that's bound to protein or albumin. But the free testosterone is what is bioavailable that actually goes into the cell to initiate for cellular response. So that's free testosterone. So you gotta make sure you get total testosterone, free testosterone, and sex hormone binding globulin, or SHBG. Because you don't get SHBG, then we don't know how much free testosterone you have. You wanna check your thyroid, so get a TSH level. You want to check prolactin, but you also want to check to see if you're predisposed for diabetes. So get a Chem-14 panel, and you also want to check your cholesterol level. So you want to get a lipid panel as well, and you also want to get a CBC, which is your blood count level. So these are the complete hormone panel that you need to be getting to evaluate the whole picture of testosterone. Now, one of the most important hormones is the cortisol. Cortisol is very important because cortisol is released when you are stressed. But unfortunately, cortisol cannot be measured in the blood. And cortisol is best measured in the saliva, where you measure cortisol level 4 times in the morning at 7 a.m. and at noon at 3 p.m. and also at 10 p.m. You should see the level. It goes up in the morning, but then it gradually goes down to almost nothing at the end of the day. If it stay high, then you have stress, and that high cortisol will actually decrease testosterone level. So that's one thing to consider as well too. Now, testosterone levels ranges and how it's measured. Sometimes it's measured in nanogram per deciliter, and sometimes it's measured in picogram. Gotta make sure that you look at the numbers and you go to the same lab every time. And the ranges are usually between 300 and 900 a nanogram per deciliter. So you need to do a comprehensive health panel, not just one number and that's it. Let's say you have low testosterone. What can you do? You can do some lifestyle fixes, such as sleep, optimizing your sleep 7 hours at night. Because when you're sleeping is when testicles start making more testosterone. Losing weight or exercise. Because when you follow the Mediterranean diet and exercise, you actually will lose weight. So when you lose weight, your testosterone level will increase. When you sleep, your testosterone level will increase. When you decrease your stress, testosterone level will increase. And if you eat a Mediterranean diet, your testosterone level will increase. If you exercise 30 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week, your testosterone level will increase. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that open up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. And think about taking testosterone supplement. My Libido Plus supplement here has the D, the zinc, and the magnesium that will help boost your testosterone. And I usually help combine that with nitric oxide, which will help with increasing blood flow. So the other option is getting testosterone replacement therapy, which I advocate if you are no longer thinking about having children, because one of the side effects of testosterone replacement therapy is that it decreases sperm count. And also the side effect is that it does make your testicles smaller, and it will also increase your red blood cells level. But that's easy to correct. You just go donate blood about every 2 months, and that should be taken care of. My husband's on testosterone replacement therapy. In fact, he takes pellets. And when he had high red blood cell count, he just scheduled himself to go donate blood about every 2 months or so. And as good as that, he had O negative blood. So he's a universal donor. So you're not only helping yourself, but you're also helping other people that need blood as well. So check out my video here. I did in the past on blood tests for testosterone. So if you're dealing with low T, know the symptoms and know your option, what you need to do. You don't have to live with it. You're not doomed. With the right steps, many men can restore both testosterone level and erection. For a simple daily boost, I created the Good Morning Wood smoothie packed with nutrients that both support testosterone and circulation. Grab the recipe here or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. Men struggling to stay hard? Most of the time, it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. I'd love to hear what you think about this video. What was your experience? And it would mean the world to me if you subscribe, push notification, share it with somebody that you think can benefit from this information, and comment down below. What have you tried already? I read every one of them as much as I can. And just know that there are alternatives to treatment for ED. It doesn't have to end with pill or surgery, and that you are not broken, that you do not have to suffer. There are alternatives for you. So follow this channel, stay on this station, and we'll give you more evidence-based advice on what you can do to improve your sex life again. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.